How about some traveling music? Yeah, I've been all around this great big old world. Met a lot of crazy people. Seen a lot of crazy things. I've seen the Great Wall of China. I've seen the Grand Canyon. I've seen the Westchester Mystery House. But as long as I live, I don't think I'll ever forget that fateful day. That fateful day when I visited Darwin, Minnesota. Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when the kids and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? He said, Dad, we want to see the biggest barn of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest barn of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. So began our 3-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Baller Bus. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put on a Slim Whitman cape, my wife put on a brand new hair, and kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate in our 50-feet of soda. We're gonna see the biggest part of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest part of twine in Minnesota. To get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car, cause the windows are completely covered with a decal from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Duran, I'm on the Copperwork Museum, the Bold People Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to Ghost Town, theme parks, wax museums, and a place where you can drive through the middle of a tree. Alligator Farms and Tarantula Ranches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled up the road at the Last Chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest bar of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest bar of twine in Minnesota. Early Wednesday evening as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky. Out in the distance, on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. I parked the car, I walked with all built reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open pen to 8 on a weekday, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda. This is the biggest barn of twine in Minnesota.
said those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car, and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir and a chair pile of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. Couple postcards, greetings from the time ball, wish we were here, all the folks back home be jealous. I gave a favor to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got a memory. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I